We're in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, and we will be doing Sif Hei. Now, Sif Hei here needs a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara gave us all these halachas of a Beis Knesses, a Beis Medrash, where you're not allowed to sell them in a way that you're being morided from Kedusha. There's a halacha that the Gemara tells us that we're going to actually learn about later, and that is that hazmona lav milsa. The only time that something has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash is if it was actually used for a shul. Whereas, if it was built for the sake of a shul, but it was not yet used as a shul, it does not have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. At the same time, we find a Gemara talking about halachas where if you collected money for the sake of building a shul, what you can do with the leftovers, from which the poskim are medayik, that the only shaila is with regard to the leftovers. But with regard to the actual money that you collected, it's clear that that has kedusha and that you couldn't go use it for anything else. So they ask, if the halachi is that hazmona lav milsa, if I go ahead and build a shul, but it wasn't used yet, it doesn't have kedusha. How could it be that the money has kedusha even though the money wasn't davened in yet? That's their kasha. So based on that, many of the mefarshim come up with a difference between money that was collected as opposed to something that is built. That means that when you gove money for a shul and it comes l'day gabai, then it gets its kedusha. That's a chiddush. That if money is collected for the sake of a certain kedusha, once it comes l'day gabai, we do not say hazmona lav milsa. There we say that the money gets kedushas domim and cannot be used for something smaller. Other say pshat that since the money was collected publicly for the sake of building the shul, it is a bizoyim to go ahead and be morid it. Now, this is the sheet. These sheetas are the ones that the Mechaber follows. The Bir Halacha says that there are Rishonim that learned that when the Gemara spoke about what you're allowed to do with the leftover money that was collected, it wasn't just the leftover money that they were talking about. Really, they meant, what do you do with the money altogether? It's just that normally you don't have that shiloh, because if you collected it, you're building a shul. So that the whole shiloh was only what to do with the leftovers. But the truth of the matter is that the same halacha would apply even to the money proper. According to them, there is no special halacha in money that was collected, and it really has no kedusha. La halacha, the Mechaber clearly follows the first opinion, that money that is collected and reached the hands of the gabai has kedusha, and it is more chomer than a shul that wasn't davened in yet. The Bir Halacha, when it comes to lamaisa, leaves it as a tzorech iyan ladina. He is not sure if the halacha is actually like the Shulchan Aruch or not, because he's medayik from Rishonim, who learned that there was no stira, because what the Gemara really meant here was not only the leftovers, but the money itself. Well, it's tzarechin, but let's go see the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. Im govu mos livnos beis haknesses o beis medrash. If money was collected for the sake of building a shul, whether it be a shul or a beis medrash, o liknos teva o mitpachas, or for the sake of buying the Aron Kodesh, or the covering of the Sefer Torah, o Sefer Torah, or even a Sefer Torah, v'rotzu l'shanoso militzarech masha govu osam. And they want to change the money and use it for something else. Ein mishanin ella mikedusha kala lachamura. You can only change to something that has greater kedusha and not something that has less kedusha. Avol im osu beim adover shegavo osam bishvilo. Whereas if they've already done what they wanted to with it, they said they were going to build an Aron Kodesh, they raised a lot of money for it, and now there's leftover money. Mishanin hamosu lachol mashi yirtzu. They are allowed to go ahead and change it to whatever they want to, meaning it was understood that all they really wanted to do was make sure to have the particular thing built. That's what the money was there to guarantee. And past that point, it had no kedusha whatsoever. In fact, you're allowed to be mishana the moser even to chulin. It does not necessarily have to be for something in the shul. What if the gaboyim want to temporarily borrow the money, but ultimately they're going to repay it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis. There are those who aser, and the taz is matir. Certainly, we're going to see later if the Zion Tovei Ha'ir, who are the trustees of the shul, they decide that the money could be lent out, that's certainly going to be mutter. We'll learn all about that later. Further, v'im kishegavu hamos hisnu lasas chevtsa mimosar adonim, if they explicitly said when the money was collected that we can use the leftovers for whatever we want. Now, what did you need that for? We said that even if they didn't make such a stipulation, the halacha was you can use the leftovers. The nafkamina is going to be in the following case. Afilu kanu umachru v'chazru v'kanu kedusha b'miktzas adamim muter lahorid hamoser. What's that? We have a case where, say, they raised a certain amount of money to buy an Aron Kodesh. They raised $100,000 to build an Aron Kodesh, and they ended up spending $70,000 on the Aron Kodesh. They have $3,000 left over. Without any tnai or stipulation, those $3,000 belong to the shutvis of the people that raised the money. They can decide what exactly they want to do with it. What if they made a tnai? Then the halacha would be, let's say one day they sell that Aron Kodesh. They sold that Aron Kodesh with the money, say they bought a Sefer Torah. They had leftover money. They sold the Aron Kodesh, say, for $60,000, and they bought a Sefer Torah for $50,000. What's with that $10,000? Now that $10,000 had Kedusha of Aron Kodesh. Can they be morid it from Kedusha's Aron Kodesh? There it depends on the Tanai. If they initially said when they raised the money for the Aron Kodesh that the leftovers can be done with in any way we please, then it means the leftovers, if they ever sell it, will also be allowed to be used for something else. Whereas if they didn't make that tanai, then although the initial leftovers were allowed to be used for something else, the secondary leftovers, when they actually sold the Aron Kodesh, those could not be. Now, this halacha in the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Elyon Rabbah and the Gra don't hold of. They say that a tanai is not going to help you. Once that money was spent on building that Aron Kodesh, now I sold the Aron Kodesh and bought a Sefer Torah with it and have leftover money, that money is not just Kodesh because I said so. That is money that's Kodesh because it once was part of an Aron Kodesh. There is no way that a tanai, a stipulation, is going to be able to allow me to use that for something else. Avalim lo hisnu kishagavu, ela kishamachru hisnu. What happens if, say, they were selling the Aron Kodesh and they made a tanai? Well, when we sell this Aron Kodesh and we're going to buy a Sefer Torah with it, we want to be able to use the leftovers. It's too late. At that point, nobody holds that you can use it for something else. Osur lo horidam. There you would not be allowed to be morid from Kedusha. Says the Ramah now, v'imkanu bedomim elu shagavu eitzim va'avonim. What happens if they collected money to go build a shul? What did they do? They bought stones. They bought building materials. Chola kedushis hadomim ala etzim va'avonim. The stones, the wood, these building materials now got kedushis domim. Va'osur l'shanosam rak l'kedusha chamura. The building materials can only be used for or sold for something more chashev. V'mhevi etzim va'avonim l'tzorach binyan beis hakneses. What happens if they weren't goveit? They didn't collect it. They just picked them up and they brought them. In boli ad gabai, as soon as they reached the reshus of the gabai, osur l'shanosam rak l'kedusha chamura. You can only use them for that itself or a kedusha chamura. V'kodim shaboli ad gabai mutil l'shanosam. Al mikom akam lo yuchal lachzer bo. So here the Achronim explain that we have two issues. There's one halacha being morid something from Kedusha. That, in a case where the money wasn't collected, l'shem beis hakneses, they simply went and they brought wood into the place. And it did not yet reach the hands of the gabai, it has no Kedusha whatsoever. Therefore, there's no problem of being morid at mikedusha. It does have another problem. When they actually brought it in al das kein, that's a neder. As a neder, It is their responsibility to go ahead and use this for a shul. So how could they change it? They are allowed to switch it. That means the neder says this has to go and finance the building of a shul. How is it going to happen? I can switch it and use something else in its place. That'll be good enough. I can sell it and buy something else in its place and use that. That'll be fine. But that's only good for Hilchas Nedarim. So if it didn't reach the hands of the Gizbar, it's only the issue of a neder. I'm allowed to change it as long as ultimately it's going to end up financing a shul. Whereas, if it came l'idei gabai, there the issue is not just neder, it's an issur of horodah l'kedusha. In such a case, they couldn't switch it, they would actually have to use that in building the shul or something bigger.